Good afternoon, folks. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And we broadcast to the city known as Vancouver, which itself is situated on the unceded and ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. It is Wednesday afternoon between 3 and 4 o'clock, which means it is training time here at CITR. This is the time of week where CITR staff and exec hop into the broadcast booth at CITR, and we train people that are interested in starting their own radio shows here at CITR. We are a campus and community station, meaning anyone can start a show here about anything they're interested in. So if you are curious about radio, come on down to CITR and check it out. We do public tours every day at noon, and we are currently rebuilding our website, but we have an old website up right now, which has a get involved page, and it can point you in the right direction for getting involved if that interests you. So, anyways, my name is Jasper. This is Training Time. I'm live in studio with a handful of new volunteers, who are bravely volunteering to hop on the radio with me. First up, I have Mike, who I met today. Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Welcome to CITR. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It's been a while since I've been in a radio studio. In fact, most of my work was back in the analog days. So yeah, it's exciting to see all the new tech here.
You mentioned at the when we met earlier today, yeah, that you used to do radio.
Yeah, I did CKUL, the University of Lethbridge, which was just broadcast internally. It wasn't broadcast over the airwaves. I did a little bit of work from them. That was records, so I learned how to queue up a record. And then I did a little bit of work, very minor work, for CGSW just prior to them getting their license, and that was a little more serious stuff.
Yeah, CGSW Calgary?
That's right,
yeah. That's right, yeah. And now you're here at CITR. I'm super, super glad you're here. You are interested in maybe starting a show?
That's right, yeah. We're looking to put together a show to talk about movies and music. I do movie reviews as Movie Maverick Mike, and like to continue that on and get to get more familiar with radio aspects.
Okay, that's super cool. What's the platform for your reviews at the moment?
Yeah, so it's always sounds like bragging when I say this, so I kind of lean into it. So I do a little bit for CTV News. I do CTV Morning Live, and then a couple times I've done the Fame Factor nationally with Todd Vanderhaden, my close buddy. No, not really. I also do a little work for PBS in the States, support for them, and then every week I do a segment for Indigenous Radio in Alberta to talk about Indigenous Movie Minute, which focuses on artists, craftsmen, actors, and actresses that have contributed to Hollywood and beyond.
Wow, that's great. So you are an old hat at broadcasting and media, so I'm sure a lot of what we've talked about today is sort of stuff you know already. So this is super exciting. We're so glad you're here. Once you get started and situated, we should connect you with some of the UBC Film Society folks, because there's a pretty robust film society here, and they have a show called The Real World that's been on and off for many years.
Yeah, my tastes are pretty along the pop spectrum, so
cool.
I will go off into tangents, but you know, part of my I wouldn't call it mandate, but part of what I enjoy doing is highlighting Indigenous artists that people didn't know that they played a character that was a policeman or a romantic lead or the damsel in distress. So not necessarily the focus of any particular movie, but also making a living. And that's part of what I try to do with Windspeaker Media in Alberta, is highlight the work that Indigenous artists and movie stars, to use that word, are doing that aren't necessarily headline-grabbing activities. So I hope to do that a little bit here as well.
Great. Well, we're super excited to have you. Thanks so much. Have you seen anything recently you want to recommend to the listeners, just off the top of your head?
The last great movie I saw was it this summer or last summer? Was Nope by Jordan Peele. Yeah. So I recommend that movie. But yeah, there hasn't been a lot that's inspirational. I tell people to go see the Barbie movie because it's a phenomenon. I tell people it's like Star Wars and Saturday Night Live when they were hugely popular, or Avatar or something like that. The only difference is that Barbie's not that good of a movie, but I think people should still go see it anyways to be part of the phenomenon.
I hear what you're saying. It's definitely a cultural moment.
Yeah,
it's
a good way to put it.
Right?
Yeah.
Right on, Mike. Well, it's great to have you. I'm excited to hear what you do and get you started.
Yeah, thank you. And, I'm glad to be here.
You know, as a sort of natural segue, I'd like to introduce Kira to my left.
Hi. Yeah.
Kira's our new programming manager. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's all good. Yeah. Happy to be here. It's my second training time. So.
Oh, cool. Right.
Yeah.
Kira is, as they mentioned, they're our new programming manager, so they'll be working with all of our new programmers, getting shows off the ground, and then, you know, leading training time also.
Eventually.
Yeah. Kira, how has your week been?
It's been really good. It's been a really interesting week for me. I'm getting a sense of what happens around the station when there's a big event right around the corner. We've got Victory Square Block Party coming up on Sunday. And it's been really cool to just, and you know, watch everyone be a little bit stressed and really excited to get that going. And yeah, I'm excited to be a part of it.
Thank you for plugging Victory Square Block Party,
no
Kira.
Problem.
I would not have done that, but we definitely should. It's a free concert that we're putting on Sunday downtown at Victory Square. Music from 1:30 until about 8 o'clock. So if anyone's looking for something to do on Sunday, come on down to Victory Square. Free concert. It'll be fun.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll chat a bit more, but let's go to some music and we'll take a quick break. I have a song here queued up. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you anything about the artist. It's just a song called Otis by an artist called the Daruti Column. Mike, did you say that you know this song when
no,
I pulled it up?
No, I thought you did. I'm curious to hear it as well,
For all listeners at home, I have a little 2-year-old son at home named Otis, and somebody sent this song to me the other day because of the name, and I enjoyed it. So here it is. This is Otis by the Daruti Column on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, who must we must stay.
Victory Square Block Party is a free event happening outdoors to showcase amazing local talent, happening on September 3rd at 2 p.m., put on by CITR with the lineup curated by Music Waste. Drum roll for the lineup, please.
Just get on with it!
Danny Your Darling, Doozy, Masank, Vought, Devin Parkin, Porch Fling, Girly, and Clara Sanchez. You won't want to miss this free event showcasing versatile, awesome local talent on September 3rd, all day at Victory Square Park. If you can't make it to this event in person, you can watch the live stream on CJSF's YouTube channel or tune into CITR.ca or on 101.9 FM. Be there or be Victory Square. Attend the free Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, September 28th, to meet with the top universities and colleges from Canada and around the world. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out the Travel Zone for some other fun options. For more information, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com. Admission is free.
Yep, that's right. Victory Square Block Party is happening this Sunday at Victory Square downtown. I believe the intersection is Cambie and not Hastings, but pretty close. It's around there. Come on down. Music will start around 1:30. It's free. It's all ages. Everybody's welcome. Hopefully it won't rain. I hope to see you there. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name's Jasper. This is Training Time. We are in studio with some new folks to CITR. I'd like to welcome Logan to the radio. Hi, Logan.
Hello.
It's great to meet you. Welcome to CITR. You're here with Mike to get trained and start a show. Is the show that Mike described the same show you want to work on together?
Yeah, we're working on it together. It's going to be a combination of music and movies. We want to look at some of the hits from movies or some of the other songs in movies that are really impactful to it and, you know, go into them. See how they affect the movie, see how the movie affected them, and just have fun with it.
Great. I mean, radio is a perfect platform to focus on the way music and film interact. Have you seen anything lately that you're particularly excited about or heard anything, you know, any music or film that you want to recommend or talk about?
Well, recently I did go see Barbie, and as many people have, it's one of the most selling movies of the summer. But the one song I wanted to highlight out of it is probably Speed Drive, because I think a lot of the other songs are getting a lot of popularity, but I think it's Speed Drive is a bit underrated in that movie.
Okay, I've never heard of it. Is Speed Drive like an original song in the film, or is it like a soundtrack edition?
I believe it was made for the film by Charlie XCX.
Okay. So what do you like about the song?
It's got, it's, the chorus is kind of taken from an older song called Hey Mickey, and it's just pretty catchy. But also the intro is quite interesting. It's a bit computery in a good way, I'd say.
Computery in a good way. Cool. Okay. I'm always interested in the language that people use to describe music, because it's, you know, it's hard to describe music. It's kind of, it's this abstract thing that we all experience differently. But I think I know what you mean when you say computery, but like in a good way. In my later years, in the later half of my life, I've really gotten more interested in, you know, computery music. I just did air quotes for everyone listening at home. Synthesis and, you know, turning electricity into sound. I think it's a really interesting, it's an interesting world, part of the music world anyways. So, well, that's cool, Logan. I'm really excited to hear what you do here at CITR. I'd like to also introduce Karen to the airwaves. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jesper. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Karen, for everyone listening at home, is sort of a bit farther along on the show process. You've already submitted a demo, and it's been reviewed, and you're well on your way to starting. So where are you at with the whole process?
It takes time for me to be comfortable with the micro, but now I feel much better, and I'm ready to start the radio show. And I start with this process about 2 months, I think.
Yeah.
So this is my second training, and just to refresh my knowledge. So I'm ready.
Do you want to tell everybody at home a little bit about your project, or is it a secret?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Well, my show will be about Latin community, culture, music, and local artists. So everyone is welcome. If they want to join us in the show, doesn't matter if they don't Latin, if they're from somewhere else, it's fine.
That's great. Do you have an idea of when it'll start?
Soon, I think about a week.
1 week, really?
Yeah, a week. Yeah, next Thursday, actually.
Oh, you've got a spot on the grid already.
Yeah.
Thursday's a good day. Thursday's a popular day.
Yeah. Yeah, and the time is perfect, I think.
What time are you at?
7 to 8 p.m.
Well, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Everyone can tune in Thursday at 7 for the debut of the show. What's the show called?
Azúcar Morena.
Yeah.
It's in Spanish, and that means brown sugar in English.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
that's really exciting, Karen. You've picked a song for us, or I guess you picked an artist, and I picked a song.
Well, I know this artist because my husband shared with me about him. And I started listening, and I think he's really good because he has a special rhythm, and it's the type of music that I like to listen.
So who are we going to hear?
Who?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just, you know, do you want to introduce the artist?
Yeah. It's Mac DeMarco is his name, and he's a Canadian artist.
Yeah, BC artist too.
BC.
I picked a song on behalf of the group. I picked a song called Still Beating, which was from This Old Dog, which came out, I think it came out in 2017, something like that. It's sort of like mid-career Mac DeMarco. I hope you like it. Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to sign off with this. And then up next is, I think, Word Goblins, which is going to be a repeat episode for today. But thanks for listening to CITR. Come for a tour any day at noon if you're curious, and I hope to see you soon. Bye.
Even though you don't feel it, baby. guitar, some silly songs could ever go and hurt someone. Never meant to sing my tune for anybody else out there but you. Honey, I cry too. You better believe it. Honey, my heart still beats for you, even though you don't feel it. Honey, I cry too. You better believe it.
I would.
Honey, my heart still beats for you, even though you don't feel it.